Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is, and we're going to get right into it today. We have limited time with my very special guest, and I want to start with this. You know him as Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He's been on this program before, and I got to tell you, prophetic, more prophetic words have never been spoken. Back on April 18th this year, the colonel, on his website, alanbwest.com, in a piece titled Security Alert, What I Witnessed Saturday at an Army Reserve Center Was Deplorable, the colonel spoke these words. He says, just this week, ISIS conducted several suicide bomber attacks, one in Jalalabad, Afghanistan, but more disconcerting was the attack at the U.S. consulate in Kurdistan. This past week in Ohio, a man was arrested and charged as he had been in Syria training with ISIS. And so it was when I drove onto the Army Reserve Center at Grand Prairie for a visit yesterday, I was met by a lone, unarmed female contract security person who did not even take my ID and match it to my face. He goes on to say, do you all know how serious this was? This is a pure example of a soft target and a gun-free zone where our men and women in uniform were stationed. Now, I'm sure you're aware by now, as you're listening to this program, that four U.S. Marines were killed. This story is unfolding as I speak to you right now, and it will undoubtedly be some form, no doubt in my mind, of Islamic terror right up the road from me in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Colonel West, welcome to this show, my friend.
It's good to be back with you, Mark, and my condolences out to the families of those four Marines who lost their lives today.
We're going to find out a lot more about this, Colonel, as you well know. And before I get started, I have to give, from a friend of mine, a former CAV member also, a retired CAV, and that is Scouts Out to You from Mike Piwoworski down in Orlando. So I wanted to get that out for him. He's listening right now.
Well, thanks so much. Scouts Out.
All right. Let's get on to this with Neil McCabe as well. Neil, welcome to the show. Limited time. So let's go right back to the colonel. Colonel West, two things I want to talk with you about because we have short time with you. Number one, care to comment on really how prophetic that piece was on April 18th compared to what you're seeing now? And then we'll move over to Iran and the treaty, supposed treaty.
Well, you know, one of the things that a good commander is supposed to do is to, be proactive and be able to survey the battlefield. When you think about, you know, J&L Buford, the great cavalry commander of the Union at Gettysburg, he knew what the high ground, what the important high ground to hold, and therefore he fought a delaying action so that the Army of the Potomac could come in and fall in on Cemetery Ridge and not Seminary Ridge, and that made the difference at Gettysburg. And so when I witnessed what I did back in April, I had to alert people to that because we cannot have our men and women who are not able to openly carry their weapons on, you know, these military installations, and that's what a reserve center is. And the only thing we had there was an unarmed, lone female security guard, you know. And so I'm glad that they were able to engage this shooter in Chattanooga, Tennessee, but it happened after four Marines tragically lost their lives, and that should not have happened.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. And we're going to find out more about this. We don't know enough at this point other than what we've just told you. But it was a very prophetic piece. And thank you for keeping this alive. You know, in today's media environment, we just don't hear enough of this. And your reference to the Battle of Gettysburg, there were a number of classic military maneuvers pulled, as you know, at that battle that are still studied to this day. I know that the history of that battle very well. Neil McCabe, let's go to you quickly.
Well, hey, Mark.
Your thoughts on this, Neil?
Well, you know, like the colonel said, you know, one of the nine principles of American military science is security.
Can we drop him? Okay, looks like we'll have to get him back. Colonel, I'm sure we've still got you on the line on a separate line.
Yeah, I'm here. And Neil was correct. One of the principles, we used to call it MUSMUS, and one of the S's stood for security. And, you know, in this time when we have these domestic jihadist threats and the lone wolf attack, and even if this has nothing to do with Islamic jihadism, it's still about security. Because you don't want any, you know, gang members or anything type of criminal activity to be able to come anywhere near one of your military installations. And, you know, a Navy Army Reserve Center is no different from Fort Hood, from Camp Lejeune, from, you know, Shepherd Air Force Base, or from Naval Air Station Pensacola. And that's how we have to start ramping up our sense of security here in the United States of America.
Could we start it by taking down the no gun sign that we tweeted out on the front of these buildings today, Colonel? Would that be a smart idea, or at least just from a symbolic point of view anyway?
I think it'd be very smart. I mean, why would you want to announce that you have unarmed individuals, walking around? I mean, you're basically saying come in and take advantage of this area. You know, criminals, they're always going to look for that soft target, that vulnerable target. We used to call them mission essential vulnerable areas when I was stationed active duty, and that's basically what we've turned some of these reserve centers into.
It is really something else. I understand we have Neil back on. Neil, quickly, if you'll finish your thoughts, and I'll go to the colonel on the Iran nuclear deal. I got a couple points I want to make here. Neil, do we have you? Okay, we're having some trouble with Neil. There he is. There he is. Go ahead, Neil.
The colonel's piece was spot on, and I think it's the experience of a lot of National Guard and Reserve soldiers who are listening today. You know, a lot of these National Guard armories are on main roads. There's no fence. There's no nothing because it's from a different age. But I did want to tell the colonel that I appreciated in his piece that he did not call out the first sergeant and the soldiers, you know, and blaming them, because obviously these decisions are made way above their pay grade. And I thought it was classy that he made a point of saying that it wasn't their decision.
Yeah, well said, Neil. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm never going to blame the troops, because this is one of those higher level chain of command decisions that are made. And in writing that piece, I would have expected the senior levels of Reserve and National Guard component forces to do a survey of their installations that they have under their control and make sure that they had the right type of security. But unfortunately, there in Chattanooga, we see that did not happen.
Colonel, let's move in the limited time we have with you today. I know we're moving fairly quickly, but I want to head over to the Iran nuclear deal after your departure today. We'll tie this together for my audience. Two things. This is about 160 pages. I'm about halfway through it now. But the preamble and general provisions at the very beginning, I saw two things that were all I needed to see. Number two, the full implementation of this will ensure the exclusively peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program, followed by number three, Iran reaffirms that under no circumstances will Iran ever seek, develop, or acquire any nuclear weapons. This is laughable on its face.
Oh, it's completely laughable. And, when you had the president that said very simply, there was no condition for Iran to change its behavior as part of this agreement. So, in other words, we're saying that the number one state sponsor of Islamic terrorism in the world does not have to change anything about their belligerent nature and what they're doing in order for this agreement to have been signed. Look, the president came out and said the only other alternative was to go to war with Iran. First of all, that's a false choice. But Iran has been at war with the United States of America since 1979. Iran has been providing explosive force penetrators that have been maiming and killing our men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan over the past 10 to 11 years. And so what the Obama administration, what President Obama has done, first of all, he has made Iran an economically viable powerhouse in the Middle East, because they're going to get hundreds of billions of dollars released to them. They're going to have new markets that are going to be opened up. Their oil is going to be sold on the marketplace. The next thing is that in the next five to 8 year point, the arms and weapons embargo is going to be lifted. So Iran is going to become a military powerhouse, because they will be able to get conventional and also ballistic missile sales and also shipment. And then at the 10 to 15 year point, they're going to be able to go right back to full enrichment of uranium, and they're going to be able to build new nuclear reactors. So we're looking at the time from now to 15 years out. Iran is going to be a major economic, military, and nuclear power thanks to President Obama, who in 18 months will not be president anymore.
I've got to go here with you. The Major Garrett, the response to Major Garrett, I was absolutely blown away and thrilled to see, of all outlets, CBS confront him finally the way a member of the media and the press should confront a president at a press conference. Yeah. And this guy didn't even know how to react. Your thoughts on how he replied to Major Garrett in that press conference?
Well, it was very telling. You know, we have a saying down south that a hit dog will holler, and obviously Major Garrett hit that dog right where it needed to be hit, and the president screamed. Major Garrett asked that question. I guarantee you CBS is not happy that Major Garrett asked that question. If you look, a lot of liberal media, progressive outlets are attacking Major Garrett for asking that question. But think about this. How is it that you can, you know, celebrate this as a great day and this is a great thing that I've done? You got four Americans sitting there in Iran and you said nothing. As a matter of fact, when you look at some of the comments that President Obama and John Kerry said, they basically said that these Americans did not fit into the purposes of this negotiation.
That is absolutely astonishing. Colonel, I have to ask you to stop right there. Armed American Radio's first break is right now. We'll be right back.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and that's a beautiful thing. Mark, what are you carrying today? I am carrying a SIG P938, and I am also carrying a North American Arms Mini 22. And I've got the cylinder changed out, so it's the 22 long rifle, and it is the Sidewinder. You can check it out at North American Arms at naaminis.com. They're great guns. That 22 goes with me everywhere I go, even when I'm cutting the grass. Because of the snake shot. Yeah, I got copperheads around here, and I love that thing. So make sure to check out North American Arms, North American Arms, NAAminis.com. Let's go right back. Colonel West is kind enough to stay with us for this segment, and that's a beautiful thing. Colonel West, thank you for sticking around with us. I love the conversations with you.
Oh, my pleasure. It's always good to be with you guys.
All right, and Neil McCabe, let's go to you. You know, you just sent me a text. I love modern technology as we can communicate in between the breaks, and you sent the following. Iran and her agents killed our soldiers in Iraq. By 2008, 75% of combat deaths were at the hands of Iran. And I don't think most Americans realize just how involved they are. Most people who are headline surfing are not really in tune with Iran because you don't hear a lot about him other than the occasional death to America chance that the media gives us and feeds us. But behind the scenes, this is probably the single most dangerous regime that America faces. Is that true? Your thoughts on that?
Me?
Neil? Absolutely.
Neil, yes.
I'll tell you. Obviously, there's a lot of misconceptions about what actually happened in Iraq. The American people really were told nothing resembling what was going on over there. But having said that, one of the things that I always have to correct people on when I tell them I'm a veteran of the liberation of the Iraqi people is that, you know, they say, well, how did it feel that the Iraqis hate you, you know? And it was my experience 10 out of 10 times that the Iraqi people loved us there. They were nothing but cordial and polite and welcoming, and they were thrilled to be partnering with the United States of America. It was the Iranians who were killing us. And I saw the rocket parts that were being smuggled in banana crates. I was woken up by those rockets in six or seven different places as I traveled around Iraq for my duties. And, you know, the idea that this isn't even a consideration, that the Iranians, they don't even have to say sorry, that, you know, this is completely wiped out. So much of the trouble in the world, so much of the trouble for the United States, when they talk about the Iraq war being a disaster or being long about it, a lot of the trouble that was in Iraq for our forces and our policy there was at the hands of the Iranians.
Of course
and,
it was.
And we hear nothing.
Of course it was. Great points. Colonel West, back to you quickly. What is it that Netanyahu understands that this current occupant of the White House just can't seem to understand and get his head around?
Well, it's very simple. Prime Minister Netanyahu was a member of the IDF Airborne Commandos. He lost his brother, I believe, the raid in Entebbe. He lives in a bad neighborhood, and he understands the people in that neighborhood. He understands the bullies. But most importantly, Prime Minister Netanyahu understands that when someone chants death to Israel, it's not a nuanced statement. I don't think that Barack Obama completely grasps that concept. So I tell you right now, you are going to see an incredible alliance of strange bedfellows in the Middle East between, you know, Egypt, Iran, Egypt, Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. And also, I think that they will enlist the help of the Kurds against this threatening specter that Barack Obama has enabled.
Yeah, we're beginning to see rumblings of all of that, again, that unholy, that bizarre, that strange alliance, particularly with the Saudis and a number of others, as you mentioned. It is going to be fascinating to see. I hate to ask for a prediction, but my gut instinct tells me that your finger is on the pulse here and that you're not afraid to give it. 15 years from now, with this agreement, what do you see?
Well, it's very simple. 15 years from now, if nothing is done, let's say that, you know, a Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, you know, maybe Hillary Clinton will give Iran a reset button like she did the Russians, but Iran becomes a major threat and a major power because unless those Gulf states that I just mentioned and Israel does something about it themselves.
Neil, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I hate to predict things that far out, but, you know, the colonel's absolutely right. You know, I think that this agreement really is a pivot. It's Obama switching sides, really. And so there's even, as I've dug into the agreement, there's an obligation for the United States to actually protect and side with the Iranians in case that there's any kind of sabotage towards their nuclear facilities. And basically, we're going to have to be on the side of Iran. And you're seeing, you know, you're seeing a realignment of the power structure in the Middle East with, you know, who would have thunk it? But we've basically, President Obama has pushed Israel in with the Saudis and those Gulf states. Yeah. And we are going to be on the side of the Iranians. This is what, you know, Hillary Clinton was debating Obama in 2008 and warning people that this is what his plan was. And here it is. So 15 years down the road, I mean, it's just going to be nothing but trouble for us.
Yeah, it is really fascinating, the whole dichotomy. Let's go back, Colonel, to you in the short time that we have left. And again, thank you so much, Colonel West. You can read everything about him at allenbwest.com, allenbwest.com. And I highly recommend that you read everything that he puts out. You will learn a lot. You'll learn more than the media tells you. Back to the president, let me take it right back to him. His willingness to capitulate now to Cuba, negotiate from a position of weakness, giving in, actually, to that regime, his willingness to capitulate and give in and negotiate from a position of weakness on Iran, what does that say to us here in this country for the next 1.5 years?
Well, I just want to let you know that they have announced that Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz is the name of the gunman in Tennessee. So I think that pretty much lets us know what the intent was about. But I will say this about President Obama. It seems that he wants to go down in history as someone that did something that no one else did, no matter how bad it could be for the country. And that's the only way that I can explain it. He believes that his legacy is about doing the things to America to fundamentally transform us domestically, to make us weaker on the global stage, and to go into agreements with nations that are the antithesis of who we are as far as our principles, values, and violators, immense violators of human rights.
Can he absolutely be this naive, or is this by design?
Oh, this is the latter. This is not about being naive. You know, Neville Chamberlain was a little bit naive, but he was an honorable man. Barack Obama, this is purposeful.
Well, we're getting ready to take a break. Colonel West, I want to thank you very much for sticking around with us. Boy, I wish we had you for the remainder of the hour. We'll do that again very soon. Thank you for joining us here. AllenBWest.com. Neil McCabe, you're going to stick around. We're going to analyze it. We're going to tie it all back in to why this matters to you as a gun owner. You're seeing a side of the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, that does not bode well for you for the next year and a half as an American gun owner. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call, they're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz. Yeah, there you go. Yep. Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz has killed 4 Marines that we know of so far on the breaking story in Chattanooga. And as I sit here and talk with you in between the break, the monitors in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios are on a number of different news feeds. And I was watching the mayor of Chattanooga. Don't know anything about the mayor of Chattanooga. I'm not sure if he's a Republican, Democrat. It doesn't matter. But I was struck by one of the comments that he made, and I want to convey it to you. When he said, this is a nightmare for the city of Chattanooga. This is nothing we would have expected. And I thought, why are you shocked? You have to expect this. Let me go to Neil McCabe. Neil, this is the we can't believe it happened here mentality that is going to get people killed. People, we've been preaching this for a long time on this program, okay? It's called preparation, avoidance, and awareness. You prepare to avoid by being aware. You do not go through life day in, day out. As you walk from, and we're going to bring this right down from the macro to the micro. I walked through a Walmart parking lot this morning at 7 o'clock because my dog needed food. And I'm going to make the comparison from the macro to the micro. I can walk through that parking lot with my head buried in an iPhone, paying no attention to my surroundings, oblivious to everything, everybody, and every movement around me. Or I can be alert, in condition yellow, and understanding that bad things can happen to me and that it's in my best interest, while I don't have to, as Rob Pincus says, sit facing the door and order food off of the Braille menu because I don't want to look away from the door. We're not talking about being paranoid here. But we're talking about being in condition yellow and understanding that bad people are around. They do bad things. There was an armed robbery in that parking lot just months ago, and it can happen to me. So it disturbs me when I see a city leader say something like that and act as if, well, we just can't believe it happened here. It happens everywhere. Neil, please, before I go on a roll.
Well, certainly the state of Tennessee, I would be... You know, a state that I would consider as a relatively gun-loving state with hunters and competitive shooters and a great tradition of firearms. But if
and
I
machine gun shoots as well.
And if I was looking for a place to shoot some people up who are unarmed, I guess I could go to a school, and I can go to a military installation, and there we are. I mean, this is where we're at, and it just my heart just weeps for those Marines and their families. It's, I know nothing about it, but a lot of times in the service, guys who served in combat, they'll rotate them through and maybe take a recruiting tour, maybe to help them spend some time at home, put their life back together before they go back, into a line assignment. I know nothing about what's going on there, but I'm guessing that those Marines in that office had served overseas, and when they came home, they probably assumed that it was going to be safe, and it's not.
Yeah, Drudge right now is reporting Muhammad shoots up Marines in Tennessee, 4 dead. We're going to, obviously there's a lot more information coming out about this, but as a gun owner, let's back up and let's tie up what Colonel West was saying. I will get emails from a couple individuals, probably more than that. Quit talking about that kind of stuff. You're Armed American Radio. You should be talking about gun rights. We are talking about gun rights because, you see, all of our freedoms and every threat that we face is tied to our right to keep and bear arms. And when something like this happens, I'm going to make a prediction you're going to see, because I'm hearing reports, Neil, as we discuss right now, from witnesses who were there, from what I have seen, there was a 20-minute gun battle. 20-minute gun battle is a lengthy gun battle, and a lot of ammunition is being expended in 20 minutes, number one. Number two, one of the witnesses reported seeing a big black rifle. I can probably guess what that rifle was. And number three, how long do you think it will be before Shannon Watts and the Brady campaign and the rest of the gun grabbers and freedom haters and the Bloomberg money-grubbing astroturfers, including the sitting president of the United States of America, begin exploiting what is clearly a terrorist attack against this nation on Barack Obama's watch, not the first one, I mind you, before they start calling for restrictions on you and I because of the choice of weapon of Mohammed?
Well, I mean, they're copy editing that press release right now. I mean, I'm sure the White House communications shop is lining up the coverage for the president's statement. One of the things we're going to hear is we're going to hear people just fall over themselves to tell me that just because this guy might be Muslim or have a Muslim-sounding name doesn't mean anything about Islam, has nothing to do with there's no greater big sort of anti-American thing going on in Islam. And I'm fine. I'm willing to judge people as individuals. But certainly I'd like to see the other side of it, you know, about that one bad apple who happens to have a Confederate flag. And then 20 minutes after that shooting in Charleston, every Confederate flag in America was taken down. I mean, it's like, really, guys?
Well, should we close every mosque since Mohammed Youssef Abdul Aziz killed four Marines?
One bad apple. Just one bad apple, Mark, you know? There's no, what do you think, there's some greater conspiracy going on? That's nuts.
No, Islam is the religion of peace. We can't do that. See, we're not politically correct here. We can have this conversation.
You know, and then maybe he misappropriated some of the symbols and the language of Islam. And he's going to make everybody else look bad.
He's hijacked the religion. That's what he's done. Similar to the gun control jihadis who have hijacked our own language, such as common sense gun safety and so forth. Let me tell you something here, and again, from that macro down to that micro to you. You have a responsibility as a law-abiding American, I believe, to exercise your freedoms, to speak your mind, and peacefully assemble. You have the right to peaceably assemble anywhere you choose. You have the right to carry whatever sign you want or whatever flag you want. That's your birthright as an American citizen. You have the human right to defend your life. And as an American citizen, you also have the responsibility and the obligation to defend not only your own life, but the lives of your loved ones and your family, but also your neighborhood, your village, your country. You need to carry your firearm. You have that right. Do it. Neil, had someone in that parking lot seen that happen and been armed, could the results have been different?
Absolutely. I like to refer to, you know, armed citizens as the good shepherds. These are men and women who have sort of taken it upon themselves. Nobody's forced them to do it. They don't have to do it every day. And many Americans who carry every day, frankly, wish they didn't have to. But this is the world we live in. We have to live in this world, not the next. If there was an armed citizen in that parking lot, this thing would have been over, maybe in 30 seconds. Could have been.
Let me clarify that. Neil, let me clarify. Okay, before we go to a break, could have. Somebody that's sitting there with a Ruger P938 might not feel inclined to take on someone who just stepped up out of the top of a Mustang convertible, as Mohammed did.
That's what we saw at Aurora. I mean, what do you?
All right, I need you to hold right there, bud. We're getting ready to take a break. So hold with us. When we come back, we'll talk with. I'm sorry, when Alan is no longer here, with Neil McCabe about everything you've been hearing on the conversation so far. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues back right after this. Carry your gun.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters. I am filling your prescription for freedom today and every day, Monday through Friday, on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and then the big Sunday monster broadcast to begin your week, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific. We have a couple new stations to welcome, but we'll do that next week, not right now this week, but it's always good to see that growth. Neil McCabe, I'm talking with you today, Washington, D.C., Armed American Radio editor and political analyst. Go ahead.
Let me just say that you may have mentioned it at the top of the hour, and I missed it, but I did want to mention that Alan West is not only is he a former congressman from Florida, but he's now the CEO and president of the National Center for Policy Analysis,
right,
which is based in both Dallas and D.C., and what they do is they have a number of experts who make themselves a resource for, you know, government officials, primarily conservative government officials. There are huge, you know, liberal think tanks and universities that are able to do this sort of number crunching and sort of policy analysis on the left. And the National Center for Policy Analysis is one of those places on the right that tries to even the score a little bit so that our congressmen, our senators, our government officials aren't just sort of walking in unarmed in the political debate also. And Colonel West is doing a great job over there.
Yeah, he's doing an amazing job. Roy Gray on Twitter says, at AAR Mark and at Neil McCabe, should a USMC active duty service person have to go anywhere unarmed? I think not. And there's a number of you that are commenting and retweeting and so forth, and we appreciate that. Now, I want to take a look at this. Guns typically not allowed on Fed property without authorization, according to the FBI. That is actually on a monitor right now. How's that working out for you?
Yeah, well, I guess somebody's going to have to pay a fine, right? Is that what they do to people?
Yeah, maybe the terrorist family will be charged and have to pay a fine. This is absolute insanity. Insanity.
To even put that
graphic up on a crawler is ludicrous.
I would love to have the FBI explain that some glitch in their background check system allowed this guy to slip through, as if they had turned him down for his guns, he would have just gone home and said, forget it.
Oh, yeah, the anti-freedom establishment, the anti-rights establishment, will tell you where he got his guns. There's no question about that. When they begin the exploitation of the blood and death of four U.S. Marines at the hands of Mohammed Abdulaziz, a terrorist here on American soil, I don't care where he was born, he's a terrorist. But they'll tell you that. They'll make that part of their exploitation of a murderous, psychotic terrorist attack committed by a Islamic radical in Chattanooga, Tennessee today. And they will use that out further to further their agenda and to push for more gun control, because we all know it's your right to keep and bear your arms that caused this attack. What did the President of the United States say a few weeks ago after Charleston? He said, yet again, because someone was able to get a gun.
Yeah.
People just don't get it. It's frustrating, Neil. Go ahead.
And I think that it's important, and we've talked about this, as these tragedies and these spree shootings pop up from time to time. You know, there are four families that are grieving. There are four households and that will never be the same. Perhaps there's children and spouses. And, you know, for them, you know, for a lot of the people left behind, their lives are never going to be the same, and there are people who are never going to – they'll spend the rest of their lives on Earth irreparably damaged by the events of today, and who's to say what could have prevented it? I don't want to dismiss it, and I don't want to speak cavalier matter about the shooting, but I think it's very important, Mark, that the listener in his car and at home and maybe watching the kids out the back, the window playing in the backyard, that there has to be a robust response, because the left is going to come at this like a tsunami. And,
well, of course,
and,
they,
and
will. Of course they will.
It's important that we stay robust and we stand up for the principles. If it was true yesterday, it's true today, and it's true tomorrow.
Yeah, we're also seeing reports he was armed with numerous weapons. So this will unfold over the course of the next 24 hours. I would advise you to get your head out of your media now. They don't know any more now than they did an hour ago, and they won't. Check it when you get home later and go about your day. But we will find out more, and you are right. The anti-freedom group, the anti-rights crowd, the gun grabbers, gun haters, all the way up to, no doubt that we'll hear something from the administration as well. They are now going to come after you again as a law-abiding citizen, as absurd as that is, and as un-American, there, I said it, as it is. They will use it to come after their fellow citizens as another tool in their toolbox to take away your rights, Neil.
And we didn't know. You know, these things have happened in a country with 300 million people. Really, the question is, why doesn't this happen every day, that something could be happening in a large country like ours? The difference is that, Mark, when you and I were growing up, these things would happen and we just wouldn't. You just wouldn't hear about them. And so now they can take – I mean, look at what they did to – the Navy Yard non-shooting, okay? That the media shut everything down for, what was that, 8 or 6 or 10 hours for an event that did, basically somebody was driving a Model T and it backfired, and somebody called the FBI, and then they shut down Washington, D.C., and they it's like they just throw the switch now. That never happened before. And they really try to push this scary gun, scare gun panic. They whip people up. And once they whip people up, until it becomes this irrational frenzy, and that's how they're going to get the restrictions on the gun rights. Look at the irrational frenzy that they whipped up for the Confederate flag. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts, a year from now, 2 years from now, rational Americans are going to scratch their head and they're going to say, what was that all about, where we started taking down flags from war memorials?
Rational Americans are scratching their head wondering that and saying that right now today. But you're absolutely correct about that. One point that you made without even attempting to make it, Neil, I think, was yet again the danger of a 24-hour news cycle. This bombardment, while technology is wonderful and allows us to do incredible things, the bombardment of news available in an instant, combined with a propaganda wing of journalists pushing a political agenda, who have too much time on their hands and all the time in the world to continuously report these stories before they even know the facts and get the information to you instantly, and there are dozens of outlets that are able to do that, is a very dangerous thing. Go ahead.
For 3 years of my life, I delivered the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald, and I would wake up anywhere between 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and that's... And basically, I would, I could read the front page, usually just the top, some mornings just the top of the fold. And that was, you know, and that's how I found out what happened the day before. And then people would have no idea what had happened until they picked up the paper from their doorstep and read it. And then that was it. Now it's on your phone. It's like alarms. There are people, when this shooting was announced, alarms were going off on their phone because of the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN or whatnot. I love it. I'm a news junkie, but at the same time, it does feed into that sort of that frenzy where things become.
It feeds the frenzy, and it's got a damaging, terrible damaging effect on the psyche of the nation when that information is available to you, and that's all you do is look at it. Neil McCabe, thank you very much. You can read him at townhall.com. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'll see you tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere, especially now.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.